Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. The federal government is now facing the longest shutdown in U.S. history, impacting hundreds of thousands of federal workers, key government services, the broader economy. As the standoff continues, there are a lot of people asking what this actually means, not only for D.C., but just, you know, everyday of Americans. And joining us here is Dr. Thomas Gray. Thank you so much for the time. I mean, this is, you know, one of these conversations we continue to have. And we talk a lot about SNAP benefits, but there's so much more as well. SNAP benefits and TSA has kind of been where the highlight is, but there's so much more, isn't there?
There is, and I think we're starting to reach the point now where bigger and bigger things may begin to emerge. So there's that buffer window at the start of a shutdown where some things aren't going to kick in for a while. Now we're going to reach the point where people are going to be missing multiple paychecks potentially, where government offices will have been shut down for a long time. If you were waiting for, you know, student loan processing or many, many different things, that might just not happen now for a long time. And also there are questions about things like who's tracking our economic data, who is collecting the information that we use to make big important choices for, say, the Federal Reserve, and who is actually doing any of this? And the answer in most cases is nobody is. And so this will begin, if it continues to go on, we will begin to see ever bigger problems emerge, which is going to put more pressure on Congress to reach some kind of compromise that ends the shutdown.
And this whole thing is over the continuing resolution that expired at the end of September, and the continuing resolution that the House voted on ends at the end of November. We could be doing this whole same thing if in just a couple of weeks, unless they make some changes to that original one.
Yes. It's very likely that a deal will, in effect, have to go back through the House, and they'll have to push through another continuing resolution that will go for a longer period of time, because it won't make much sense to do such a short one when any kind of bigger deal to push funding out longer or to actually finish the budgeting process, something that they never do anymore. These kinds of things, they're going to take more time than what the House version of the continuing resolution originally offered. So I'm expecting that when they do, they'll pick a date further into the future, and the House will have to second that.
This week we spoke about SNAP benefits, and one of the things we learned was that because of the shutdown, even if things get back up and running, let's say by the end of today. The ripple effect of getting things processed, as you mentioned, again, with just, you know, some of the payments, for example, for student loans, the process is going to continue on a ripple effect. Just historically, how do you prolong shutdowns and the trust in our government? Because it's not just a quick fix like everybody wants. And even as this has gone on and on and on, you know, even when we get things back in order, how do you get people to trust the government again?
That part is hard. The money is the part that people will talk about the most, but that's actually the easiest one to fix. If someone missed a paycheck, you can just pay them back that money the moment that you come back in. You can pass with the resolution, you know, legislation that pays everybody back every cent that they missed. You could even give them a bonus. You can easily fix that part. The part that will not be easily fixed is that the United States government, the federal government, processes so many different kinds of forms, claims, requests, et cetera, every business day, all year long. And if you just don't do that for a month and a half, when you come back, there are new ones coming in that day too. You have to catch up. And so that means you're doing 3 months of work in a month and a half's time to finish it by the end of our current calendar year. And that's probably not going to happen. So all across the country, even if you think about it in terms of embassies, et cetera, all across the world to some extent, there are things that are just falling behind and it will take a long time to catch up. And even if the money comes in terms of people getting paychecks or specific benefits, there will be millions of people who are hurt by the fact that there are significant delays in processing of various kinds of requests and things that they need. And they should not expect that those things to be done very quickly.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What is the breaking point where both sides finally say, okay, we've got to get this fixed now?
For the president, based on existing reporting this morning, it seems like that came last night with the election results. The president seems to have told the Senate Republicans that a deal has to be reached because he saw the Republican Party's admittedly very poor showing last night as largely driven by the fact that the government shutdown is working against the Republicans in terms of public opinion. One thing we will remember, though, is that the president does not actually control Senate Republicans. And so he can tell them, he can even say so loudly or angrily, but that does not make them vote a particular way. And so the breaking point for the president may have been reached. The question will be, has the breaking point for Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats been reached? I suspect it will have, because we will see more and more significant problems emerge. The problems grow exponentially. They start off fairly small, they get bigger, and then suddenly, you know, once you get into the 2-month range, you know, we're starting to look at significant problems, and eventually politicians will have to make a compromise to resolve that, or else they will face significant public penalties.
What's the perception like around the world of what we're going through right now with this government shutdown?
Well, it's hard to know. We don't have very great polling to give us very, what people in other countries think. Another one is that it's easy for us to believe that people in other countries understand American politics, but that's often not the case. So understanding the minute details of what does it mean for appropriations to lapse, most people, and surprisingly, even most leaders of other countries will not necessarily know. But also, if you look around and you look at other countries in the world, this kind of, you know, everybody's at loggerheads kind of thing is actually really common. It doesn't always lead to a funding lapse or the government shutting down. But if you look at the difficulties that France is going through right now, for example, in keeping a government, getting the basic parties to agree on what the budget should be and what the trajectory of the country should be. Like places like Italy, have had this before where you just have, you can't get agreement enough within the system. So I think they would at least recognize, the parties just can't agree, as something that happens in their countries as well. But it probably contributes to the impression that the United States is politically unstable at the moment, which, you know, also comes up in questions around tariffs. Do we have a Supreme Court that's going to strike down tariffs, for example? The tariff policy changing, our foreign policy changing from one administration to the next administration. So this is just another piece of evidence to our allies, say in Europe or in Canada and Mexico, to say that the United States government is a little unpredictable and things might change from minute to minute about what's actually happening, what money's being spent, et cetera.
I think one question that is just a continuous, what can we do about this? I think to hear it from you once again for our listeners on, you know, you don't have to just sit back and watch the show. You can, you know, make some phone calls, right?
Sure. So members of Congress, as someone who worked for a member of Congress, I worked briefly and as a fellow in a House member's office. They get calls, they get emails, they get letters, and they read them. They read every one. They have staff that help them read them and then present summaries. And so they track that stuff. They know if a bunch of people call in and are mad about this, that shows up in the weekly meeting. There's a weekly report. What are we getting calls about? What's going on? So contact your representatives, let them know what you think. Go to town halls if those occur. And be active and participate and read the news, follow along, see what happens, so that you can be an informed participant in this game we call American politics.
One last question for you from me. You've been, as you said, you've been part of this. You've been inside. What are the backdoor conversations like among the Senate members for either party that, you know, when they get away from the party leadership, do backdoor negotiations actually still happen in D.C.?
Sure, they do. They're still going on in the offices of the most important people, Senator Schumer, Senator Thune, people getting called to meet with the president at the White House or getting personal phone calls from the president. I know that Speaker Johnson is getting some angry messages from his own members, you know, Republicans in the House. So all of that is going on. Most of the time, the way this works, though, is that the leaders still kind of hold quite a lot of control. And a lot of members and a lot of senators are basically waiting to get the message from leadership that they're free to go now. They're free to go vote to reopen the government. They're free to sign on to a continuing resolution. They're kind of all waiting for that moment where Senator Schumer might say to the Democrats, all right, 7 of you can go vote for this so we can get back in because we're going to get something that makes it worth that to us. So a lot of those backroom discussions are happening with a small set of people who really get to make those decisions, while a lot of the members of those conferences and caucuses are kind of waiting to get that, you know, that green light, you know, to change their vote.
All right. Once again, that is Dr. Thomas Gray. He's an associate professor of political science with UT Dallas. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.